Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
All right, the time has come here in the first hour to pick Issues Etc. blog of the week. Jeff has his pick. I have my pick. If you have a blog, you also need the Issues Etc. widget. Find it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. It's at the bottom of the page. Put it on your blog. Let us know it's there. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Then we'll start considering your blog among the many that we read every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week. We actually chose blogs and then we swapped.
Yeah, should we share some insider trading?
Yes, we did a little insider trading.
We swapped them. I picked one, and then you picked one, and we swapped them, didn't we?
Yeah, because
it's never happened before.
Well, it never has, because the one I found seemed more apropos of your situation, and the one that you found seemed more apropos of my situation.
Well, I don't know about that. I love Pastor Layman,
but I have a reason why Pastor Layman's is special
to
me.
I can't wait to hear it. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week is Pastoral Meanderings by Pastor Larry Peters. It's a blog post titled, Why Don't Lutherans Like Babies? I was talking with someone about my vicarage congregation on Long Island and teaching catechism there. I believe I had about 100 to 220 in class. Both years were taught together, so 50 to 60 were confirmed that year. It was a huge group, and the service had to be shifted to the gym because the nave only sat about 200 max. We had 5 services a week. I think I can safely say they do not have such large classes still. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure the numbers are closer to 10 than 50 or 60. What has changed in 30 years or more? Lutherans have stopped having babies, Pastor Peters writes. In part, this is because of the aging of the people in the pews, but it is also due to the fact that Lutheran families capable of having children are having fewer children, and many are having none at all. Now, some of you green people will think this is a good thing. I think it's a terrible thing. The chief reason Lutherans are not having babies is selfish. We want to conserve and consume our resources for ourselves. We no longer see children simply as blessings and gifts, but more as burdens and responsibilities that accompany these blessings. We complain about kids not being still during worship, and we have come to believe that it would be better if children were not seen as well as not heard. I'm paraphrasing here. We as Lutherans also are not doing a very good job of retaining the babies we do have. Obviously, this is directed more at the families of these children than the children themselves, but the point is that we are misplacing large numbers of these children. They are not around by the time catechism comes along, and these confirmands are dropping out as well. In conclusion, I'm reminded of Jesus' words that he who is faithful in little will be given much to be faithful over, and that he who is not faithful in the little will have even the little he has taken from him. Is it because we are not being faithful that Lutheran families are on average almost childless? Is it because we are not being faithful that we are losing so many of these babies before they become children, and losing these children before they become youth, and losing these youth before they become teens? My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Pastoral Meanderings by Larry Peters.
And my pick for blog of the week comes from a regular guest. His blog is called Drowning Myself Whenever I Can. I've picked it before. Pastor Charles Layman of Accident, Maryland. There's a precious picture of Pastor Layman and his brand new and first daughter, Elizabeth Rose Layman, that was born on the 12th of October. It's, you just got to go see it yourself. They're both precious, the baby and the pastor. But this is special to me, Jeff, for a reason, because I think that Pastor and Jen Layman brought little Elizabeth Rose home from the hospital on the day after my daughter actually left the Wilkin house with her new husband and went off 16 hours away to Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. And the two events coincided. I always follow what Pastor Layman's saying on his blog. And when I saw the day after my daughter and her husband had departed, we watched them drive away tearfully, and saw that he brought his first one home, I thought, that's a nice way to kind of look at the entire event. I thought there's some nice fatherly connection between me and Pastor Layman. So go and see the picture on his blog, Drowning Myself Whenever I Can. The post is called Elizabeth Rose Lehman, born 10/12/2010. And there's also a very nice picture of Jen below with the newborn baby. You'll find both of our picks at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back, we conclude Issues Etc. Reformation Week with Pastor Will Whedon. We're going to talk worship. Stay tuned.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.